we gonna sing a song or are we gonna what? Karaoke, right? I'm not a stand up.
Firstly, I know on your way here you got to experience incredible Toronto traffic, which is nothing
but great. That was your fault because you gave me the wrong address. So I was late for 15 minutes. I'm sorry. I was in downtown and I was around, and it's lovely.
Okay. What's it been like over the past few months of this adventure, this project?
Well, I always say that coaches come and go. Players also come and go. Owners come and go. But the fans are forever. So for me, fans are the backbone, the core, the heart of a team. Without the fans, it's very difficult to compete. It's very difficult to feel the blood in the game. So I really like to transmit to the fans that we're doing something special here. We're trying to do our best, the players and staff, and of course the owners that are putting all their lives, their minds, their hearts, their money, and we are trying to help the players to be in their best potential way, the best version of themselves. So it's just 4 months that I arrived, and I feel very happy because I have felt the warmth in the stadium. And of course we wanted to grow, but I think we're doing a good job, and I appreciate the support of all of you. I appreciate it.
One of those key words, the key messages that you have a lot is belief. And I think I speak for a lot of people around the club, investing in the club. And I think every time you're at the stadium now, I think everyone believes in this club and believes in the work that you are doing. In terms of transmitting that to this group of players, when you stepped into that first training session, could you see it in their personalities, the potential they have for good things?
You know, I haven't met in my career any player that doesn't want to win. All the players want to win every game. Of course, in football, it's very difficult to win every game. We know that it's impossible. But my approach was to tell them that they must believe that they can grow as human beings and, of course, as footballers. And I have done nothing but transmit a passion and a kindness to some tactical strategies in order to try to win games. But the players have been performing. The players have been running a lot, playing the best, communicating the best they can amongst them, being together. I told them that if we wanted to go fast on this project, we have to go alone. But if we want to go far, we need to go together. So for me, that's the most important thing. Believing that we can do it together as a collective team. Because a player alone is not going to take us anywhere. Maybe he can win one game for us, but not consistently over time. And the coach is not going to win a lot of games. The players are the ones that win games. So this togetherness, accepting the roles and accepting the responsibilities of what we need to do for this team, owners, staff, players, fans, media, that when we accept our task and our responsibility, it will grow even faster. So for me, the players are the most important thing in the pitch because they are the warriors, they are the ones that stand up for the team, for the badge. They are the ones that fight, that get the knocks, that get tired, that get the hamstring, that get every kind of situation. And the next day they are up again trying to give their life. So I think we must respect every segment of this thing.
You mentioned belief. We're in contention for not just playoffs, but a regular season title. The road ahead is tough. Some big games coming up. How important is the home fixtures? How important is the support? How important is to keep that intensity in the stadium at any time you play at your home stadium?
I like to look at football as a daily basis target and objective. I don't like to look ahead because we never know what's going to happen. And normally when you make plans, life or football destroy the plans and tell you this is going to happen, right? So we focus on the daily basis. We focus on the next training. We focus on the next game. We focus on the next day. We don't focus on nothing else. The future doesn't exist and the past also doesn't exist. The only present moment. So now we're focusing in Calgary on Friday. That's the only game we have, and that's the only way we have to win. We must win, and we must do everything that we can do in order to have the opportunity to come closer to the result. After that, we wake up on Saturday, and then we make another short goal that can take us to the next step. Step by step, game by game, minute by minute.
I guess the biggest high-profile stars, the guys that get all the plaudits or the respect or the awards, they live for the big moments, they live for the finals, those championship moments, so they don't have to deal with stress and anxiety. I guess every player right now, with every game being a final, this is pressure, but they should be able to enjoy it.
I don't know if I can call it pressure. I think it must. We must change the word to excitement, to passion, to a good mindset of a winning mentality. Because I don't think that pressure is the right word for us to inject to the players, right? I mean, they must feel confident. A player without confidence, it's very difficult that he can perform. So the most important thing is that they are good in the mind, they are good in the emotions, and they are comfortable with this coaching staff, with the club, with the owners, with the fans, so they can perform in the best way. So yes, of course, every game is a final because we love the process of winning. We love the process of executing our craft the best we can and grow every game. We analyze the game in many ways, not only the scoreboard. We analyze if the GPS numbers, we analyze the tactical discipline, we analyze the performance in every action. So growth is not only to win a game. Growth is the process of being better, of being better professional, better, and to have more commitment to the cause. I tell the players and the staff, they don't have to commit to me as a coach. They have to commit to the badge and the cause. What are we fighting for? Maybe fans won't like one game, but they still need to support. Maybe coach will not like a performance, but I still need to support them. And maybe players don't like my decisions, but they need to support their teammates. So it's a path that we must go on the same cause. So if we're committed to the cause, I think we're going to be very strong along the way.
It was a couple of months ago when I met you for the first time. I was incredibly impressed with you, your pageants, your how astute you are about the game. It's been a pleasure to watch this team grow under you as a head coach. Thank you for your time tonight. Best of luck for the rest of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a as well.
Thank you everyone, thank you for coming. For us, it's very important to share with you this kind of moment. And the pleasure is mine to try to conquer one more league with the boys, with you, with your help, and try to not only be aspirants for a title, but be contenders, real contenders. That's what we want. And we want to make history together, and we're going to do everything that is possible to do it while I'm here and while we can. Thank you so much. And one last thing, I want to thank the owners that are here, because it's not easy to make a decision to take a project with all the responsibilities, with all the investment, with all the needs that the city, the fans, the club needs to grow. So I want to thank them to invite me, and of course all the staff that works together, the coaching staff of course, and the staff in the office that are working every day to make this a better club. So thank you very much to everyone.
Thank you, Benjamin. Would you like to hear from some of our players? Yeah. Is Elijah Adekubi in the house? Let's get the reborn Elijah Adekubi. We call him Elijah One Take Adekubi.
Elijah, why is he calling you the reborn? Did he die before or what? No. You want to sing a song?
No.
No? Yeah? He can dance and he can sing, man. Eh? And also he can play.
Okay. This man is enjoying some incredible football in 2024. He could be a central midfielder, he could be a sweeper, he could be a false center back, he can kind of do about anything. Talk to me about this season and enjoy what it's been so far.
Yeah, I think honestly, I joked about it when you said it, but it does feel like I was reborn. It feels like I'm reborn. It's been such a pleasure going to war with these guys, competing for a title. I think this year, I've gone through a lot of adversity, but we thought as a group, and to be in the position that we're in now, to be playing the football we're playing now, I think it was all up to basketball to the end of this year. Last year was a bit tougher than that. So honestly, I'm grateful. I'm really grateful.
One of those big words this season, I talked to Benjamin about it, is belief. And when he came into the club and into the organization, it seemed to be a bit of a breath of fresh air for everybody. It's about buy-in, obviously, but you seem to just grow in terms of your stature, in terms of your character, in terms of your on-field persona. Was that a bit of a contest for you when you came in and gave you a bit of freedom and a bit of power for the organization?
For me, definitely. He actually gave me the confidence I needed to play, and I think he gave me the trust that I was looking for. Honestly, it was a case of just being happy to be back on the pitch, being happy to be happy working again, happy suffering, and doing the hard stuff. Because I think before, obviously, it's a little bit more difficult, but when you're happy and you're playing football, there's no better feeling. You want to go out there and do well. So I'm grateful for the opportunity that he's been giving me, the belief, the trust. So every time I play, I just try and pay that back and do the best I can with whatever instructions I have and whatever I have to do.
This constant refrain when you're an elite athlete is always pressure is a privilege. How does it feel to be on this for the regular season championship right now? Not even playoffs. Screw the playoffs. Championship contention, regular season as it's like.
You know I love this. Like, I live for this. Look at the top of every year. We're competing. Every day means something. It feels like we're playing a final every weekend. This is what I live for. So to be here and have the games actually mean something in the goal, that at the end of this we can still walk away with the championship, and that makes my blood boil. I wake up happy. I got something to work for. I think it's purpose. So I'm very happy to be in this position.
Since we got to new ownership at the end of last year, a lot of commitments were made to the game day experience, the stadium. Has it felt different this season playing in front of the fans at your place?
Honestly, yes, it has. Like, I think the atmosphere that you guys have generated this year, I think I said it in a video a couple of weeks ago, but the ownership, the way they've invested, the fans, the way you guys have repaid what we try and do on the pitch, like the backing we get right now, I think, and even in terms of our home record, you can tell. Like, it's a joy to be back home, it's a joy to be on the pitch there. When we score, you see the celebrations, the joy. And we didn't have that last year. We had the worst home record in the league. So for me, I'm a big home person. I love my family. And to be able to come home and feel like I'm playing in front of my extended family here, I'm super happy with that.
The path to a regular season championship is understandably complicated. Some huge fixtures ahead, but this is where you play the game, right?
And hopefully this is what we get paid to do. We get paid to compete, we get paid to compete against the best, and to show up and get accountable in these moments. So I think the next 3 games, obviously, they're going to dictate a lot of happens in our season. But us as a group, we're united, and I think we have a responsibility to show up and perform. So, we take that seriously, we're going to do our best, and the chips will fall when they fall. But hopefully that means we win. That's how we win.
I don't need to do something for me. Our next guest is going to be Max Ferrari, and we're going to play out. But I want you to introduce this guy, what this guy means to this club, what this guy means in terms of the history of this club. I know that Dominic Sikora christened him the King of York United, but in your own style, what does this guy mean?
In my own words, there is only one Max Ferrari. York legend, York born and raised, the one, the only, the honor of today's support, the engine, Maximiliano Ferrari!
Give it up, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to bring you up because this season has been pretty special for a couple of reasons. Over 100 appearances for this club now. It's funny because you and me started the club the same year. So I felt properly invested in your career. I'm actually going to let this meant a lot to me. What has it felt like to reach that special number, and what's it mean to be part of this group in this particular year?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it's a hometown boy. I'm raised in Newmarket, so to play for the local club is an extra special feeling. And kind of knowing going into the season, obviously, that I couldn't hit 100 games was special, but it was something that I didn't want to think about.
Positive mindset has been taking a step every day, whether it's for myself,
that, but I've been here a long time, and this is the biggest thing that I've been a part of since I've been here. I've been to the locker room, the fans, and it's special. We talk about it every day, and we say we want to win the championship. That's easy to say, but we really do believe it here at York.
Getting to play in front of these guys this season, your home form has been astonishingly good. It's like there's been something different about your playing stadium in 2024. So how good has it been for you guys to deliver at home in front of these guys week in, week out?
Yeah, I think it starts with everyone here, with the fans here, and then it follows with obviously Benjo putting that mindset to us that the York Lions is it's a fortress. We have to say it's why I have to play there, and we're still going to go back this year. Like, even the game we've lost, it's a battle. People don't want to play at York, they don't want to play us, and I think that's a mindset that we have to bring into this this kind of stretch.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is one of our own, over 100 appearances for this club, the brilliant Max Ferrari. Good luck, please. Okay, how are you doing? You're doing good. We're enjoying ourselves. Hey, someone came over to me earlier and said, are you doing trivia at this event tonight? Will there be giveaways and prizes? I said, maybe if you're very well behaved, I'll have to wait and see how it progresses. Before we chat to Ricardo Pascal, let's do some trivia and let's do some giveaways. Yeah, okay, here's a question. They start easy and they get a little bit more difficult.